Richard Pascoe is here. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Anthony. Morning, Lockie. Morning to all listeners. You're very cheery this morning, Lockie.
I don't know. I'm just up and about. You know.
Okay, that's good.
December. Christmas is coming. It's good.
It's good. Do you check in everywhere yesterday with your app?
I did, actually. Yeah, actually, you know, you open your camera up and it takes you to the link and you, yeah.
And a lot of people go, I've got to say, the state government did a really bad job of explaining it to people yesterday because I thought they had to have the SAGov app on their phone. You didn't actually, all you had to do was have a camera on your phone. It would take you to the web page and you checked in.
Yeah, that is the thing. They didn't quite explain that part. You're right.
No, terrible explanation. But, yep, governments and technology, not good bedfellows, so yeah.
Richard, this morning, paying invoices over the internet, what do we need to be aware of?
Look, this was brought up to me again yesterday by a business that actually fell for this on there as well. If you're a business out there that regularly pays, let's say, a client over the internet, and this business was paying in lumps of nearly $10,000 at a time, suddenly the BSB number and account number changed on the invoice, and the person in there paid one of them, and then suddenly had a bit of a thought, rang the bank, was able to get the money back very quickly. It turns scammers are going along and had accessed the invoices in between when they're going, and duplicated the invoice on there as well. Changed the BSB and account number so the money was siphoned offshore. So what I say to people is if you regularly pay a client, all right, let's say, for example, Anthony, you're regularly paying Lockie's business, and suddenly when you get an invoice, the BSB and account number has changed, I would urge you to ring that business and say, have you actually changed the BSB and account numbers? That's what this business did yesterday. They said, no, we haven't changed at all, which meant they had a security issue at the other end. So if you're a business, be very, very wary if this happens.
Those scammers, they're out there. Hey, Chromebook, tell us all about that. What is it? What does it do?
But they don't get much publicity, Chromebooks, at all. So Chromebooks run the Google operating system on there as well. So what happens is that's what they run. They don't run a Windows operating system. They don't run an Apple operating system on there as well. They use all the Chrome apps on there as well. It's tied down to a Gmail account on there. Everything you do on the Chromebook is stored on the cloud as well. They're a very good, cheap laptop if you want to browse on the internet, answer emails. Great battery life as well on these things. You can get 15, 20 hours easily out of a Chromebook. But they don't get much publicity. So if that's all you do, you might want to consider buying a Chromebook. They start at around about $250.
Right. How would they go, Richard, if you started to ask it to do a bit more, you know, maybe some audio, video editing sort of stuff? Is it not really that
they're going to struggle for that.
Yeah, okay.
They really do. You've got to find, you'd have to have a really good internet connection. You'd have to find a website that actually does it, upload it, and do it all through there.
But for
too hard for people.
The average punter that wants to watch cat videos and send an email to the grandkids, it's probably fine.
Yes, great. And got to say, no viruses, no malware.
Yeah, great.
At all.
Lovely. Smartphone sales, where are we sitting? We're coming into the first week of December. How's the year looked for smartos?
Yeah, in the third quarter of 2020, we actually sold 360 million smartphones. That went down 3.6%, which is not bad considering what we've gone through in the last few months as well. 5G, it's going to be all about 5G from now on as well. I'm going to have some interesting stats on 5G for you next week. Samsung is the number one maker of smartphones in that quarter, 18.6 million units sold, or 22%. Huawei is still the number two maker in the world. Remember, this is worldwide sales, but they sell 21%, probably thanks to Donald Trump. And Xiaomi, which is another Chinese brand, 45 million units, and they grew 37%. So if Donald thinks that Chinese phones are going away, they're not. Apple ended up in fourth spot, which was actually surprising considering they released their phones so late this year. So they sold 41 million units, and their sales were down 5% over last year. But they will grow because of the late release of their phones.
There's some incredible stats when you're looking at what would be the medium price. Let's call it $700.
I was going to say close to $900. It's
right.
an amazing figure. And that's why the companies make so much money out of smartphones.
Yeah, someone's making a quid, that's for sure.
They are.
Christmas just around the corner. Richard Pascoe, firstly, Santa's list. Which one are you on, naughty, nice, or undecided?
Undecided. Yes. Well, I don't get anything for Christmas because I've already got all the stuff.
Well, what do you buy a tech head like yourself? Jeez.
I'll probably bring this up in the coming weeks. If you've got a tech person in your house, don't buy them anything.
Mm.
Give them a gift voucher. Let them go because you will buy the wrong thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, people don't buy me presents at all at Christmas time. You know, and I don't expect anything. I'm one of those people, I don't really want anything either.
That bottle of Glenfiddich that we've got for Richard, we'll just share ourselves.
There we go. Well, pass with that boy. Send it on down. It's
ungrateful
great.
Ungrateful turd, isn't it?
But I've got some Christmas tech suggestions, and we'll come up with these every week up until the day as well. Top-end smartphones, really the Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max. I actually swapped my phone last week to the Max size as well, $1,849. The Google Pixel 5 as well, $999. You want a budget one, the Google Pixel 4a, $599, or the Apple iPhone SE, $679. Laptop, the Apple MacBook Pro, the brand new one, probably is the best laptop I've ever used. That's nearly $2,000. The Surface Laptop Go, if you want a bargain laptop, $999. Got to say, try and spend at least $1,000 on a laptop if you're buying one, and that will give you quite a few years. It's when we get under the $1,000 in the experience that I've got that they might not last those, let's say, 5 years.
Okay.
Tablets out there, really, Apple are the king of tablets out there as well. So the Apple iPad starts at $499, is the tablet for most people. Their new Apple iPad Air, super fast device for audio and video editing on there as well. If you want an Android tablet, you would buy a Samsung One out there and basically take your pick. But some of the Samsung ones are way more expensive than the Apple ones now, and I don't see the justification in that price.
All right. Well, there's a couple of gift ideas for us as Christmas approaches. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks for your time this morning. Have a good week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.